We're on the somethingth floor of a building. What number floor is this? The third floor. It feels a lot higher because we've got a spectacular view over Gateshead and into Newcastle. And I believe we're standing, well, not only in the Open University head office of the north of England, but we're also standing where the money kind of ran out for development. Is that right?
It is, pretty much. This is part of the grand redevelopment of Gateshead Keys. Started with the Baltic and the Sage.
Pointing doesn't work on audio.
It doesn't work on audio, of course. And we're sort of a quarter of a mile away up the hill in an isolated building with one other building next to us. And around us is all grassland, where what it should have been was a whole new development of similar buildings.
They're swanky-looking buildings, and the surrounding areas has been landscaped. Do you think they spent too much money on these buildings?
No, it's all built on the same basic premise of anywhere. It was the timing. If it had been started 3 years earlier, it had been completed. If it had been started 18 months later, it would never have got off the ground.
How come you know so much? What's your job and what's your name?
Well, I work here. I work in the building. But I wasn't here when they made the arrangements to purchase it, I have to say.
Is it a nice place to work? Because it's a great view.
It's a brilliant place to work. The downside being that it's pretty isolated, so there's not a great deal outside. I miss being in the city and being able to walk out.
Mm. Yeah, you can still walk, but it's going to take you 10 minutes or so.
It's just that little bit too far. It's always just that disincentive. It's easier to sit at your desk.
I highly recommend a folding bike.
I actually have a big bike downstairs.
No problem at all. Stop your whinging then. Everything's on your door. Some people got to sit on the M25 in the morning.
I have to say, when I used to do video conferencing with my colleagues in London, and they'd say, oh, God, it took us 2.5 hours. I'm sweating, you know. And I'd say, well, I sort of cycled along the riverbank. It took me about 15 minutes from door to door.
Yeah,
and
fair
it's
enough.
Gorgeous.
So would you recommend Gateshead Newcastle? And I always consciously say Gateshead Newcastle because some people don't know the difference when they cross over the bridge, but it is very well defined, isn't it?
It's very well defined, and I'm from the other side of the river, so I'm from Newcastle, so it's,
no passport needed.
I don't mind travelling over here, but we are meant to promote both cities, but it is hard when obviously Newcastle is pretty spectacularly beautiful and a wonderful and gorgeous place to live. And Gateshead's great because it's right next door to Newcastle, so you can get to Newcastle very, very quickly.
Where did all of this kind of competition and rivalry come from?
I don't think it really has. I think the Newcastle, the rivalry is elsewhere. It's with cities like Sunderland.
And, of course, Manchester, Salford.
Yeah, well, Manchester, Salford. I think Salford's got more of an identity than Gateshead does. But Gateshead, the thing about Gateshead, it actually does things. The Millennium Bridge, the Baltic, the Sage, they were all done by Gateshead. But, unfortunately, people tend to associate them with Newcastle. Mm. And it is unfair. I mean, Gateshead is fighting against really hundreds of years of history of being the entryway into Newcastle, but also some very, very bad development decisions that got made in the 1960s, which if you've driven into Gateshead through the motorway that cuts right through its heart, you'll see really why it has problems. And it's just fighting. This was part of the attempt to sort of get away from that.
Mm. Well, I've never seen it this beautiful. We've got big fluffy clouds at the moment. And even when the storm came over yesterday, it was still beautiful in a dramatic way. And the rains came and cleared the air. And today is gorgeous again. So I think we're going to go out and make the most of it and get some fresh air. Quick, tell me your name and what's your Twitter name?
Joe, and my Twitter name is Joe Mattlebeck.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.